Hello everyone, and welcome to JTalk Extra Time. I'm James Taylor, and in this solo pod, I'm going to review the J2 action from round 35 and briefly preview round 36. But before that, let's talk about the Emperor's Cup quarterfinals, which took place on Wednesday the 7th of September. There were two J2 teams involved. Tokyo Verdy took on Kyoto Sanga, while Vanfore Kofu played Avispa Fukuoka. There was disappointment for Verdy as they went down 2-1 to their J1 opponents. Paulinho put Kyoto ahead in the 21st minute. A long pass from defender Mendes was deflected to Paulinho, who dribbled into the box, turned a couple of defenders and scored. Paulinho doubled the lead in the 53rd minute when a Verdy attack broke down on the edge of the Kyoto area and was cleared to the halfway line, where Ishmaela received it, passed ahead to Takumi Miyayoshi, who found Paulinho in space on the far side. The new signing shot between two defenders and into the bottom corner. Verdy pulled a goal back in the 90th minute as a loose ball fell to Hiroto Taniguchi, and they almost took the game to extra time, but a stoppage time header was cleared off the line by a Kyoto defender, and it ended Kyoto 2, Tokyo Verdy 1. Vanfore Kofu and Avispa Fukuoka played a very entertaining game down in Kyushu. Kofu had a penalty appeal for handball waved away in the 4th minute, but went ahead through Kazushi Mitsuhira, who shot from just inside the area in the 16th minute. Fukuoka equalised 9 minutes later with a 20-yard effort from Kimiya Moriyama. So it was 1-1 at half-time, and it was the J2 side who had the better of the second half. Mitsuhira headed wide early on. Yoshiki Torikai took too many touches instead of shooting when he had a clear sight of goal and ended up having his shot blocked, and others shot just wide or over. For Fukuoka, Lukian had the best chance, saved by Kohei Kawata. The game went to extra time, and in the 7th minute, Torikai got behind the defence and latched onto a through ball. He went down under a challenge from Douglas Grawley in the penalty area, but managed to keep the ball, get up quickly, and shoot past the Fukuoka defender and goalie for 2-1. The final 23 minutes were end-to-end, but Kofu held on for the win. An historic one. They're the first J2 team to reach the semi-finals since Nagasaki in 2019, and this is their first ever appearance in the Final Four. Kofu will play Kashima Antlers, who beat Vissel Kobe 1-0 thanks to a 62nd minute header from Yuma Suzuki. Kyoto, meanwhile, will play Sanfrecce Hiroshima, who came from a goal down to beat Cerezo Osaka 2-1. Goals from Yoshifumi Kashiwa and Takumu Kawamura in the 86th and 91st minutes in response to Adam Taggart's 40th minute header. The semi-finals will take place on the 5th of October. The final is on the 16th of October. On to league action now, and match day 35 of the J2 season was played on Saturday the 10th of September. Let's start at the Denka Big Swan Stadium, where promotion-chasing Albirex Niigata dispatched bottom club FC Ryukyu 3-0 to move to the top of the table. All three goals came in the second half. The first was a long throw from the left wing by Taiki Watanabe that went over the defender's head on the edge of the 6-yard box and fell to Yoshiaki Takagi, who had time to turn and shoot untroubled past Danny Carvajal. That was in the 55th minute, and Takagi got a second 20 minutes later when Ryotaro Ito played a pass for Takagi to run onto and shoot from just inside the Ryukyu box. The icing on the cake came in the 85th minute when a Ryukyu player tackled Shunsuke Mito in the Niigata half but only succeeded in playing Alexandre Guedes through on goal, and he chipped Carvajal for 3-0. So Niigata go top on goal difference, while Ryukyu are 4 points from safety. Niigata moved top because Yokohama FC could only manage a goalless draw at home to Tochigi SC. It was the away team who had the better chances. Yokohama keeper Sven Brodersen had to make two fingertip saves from Ryo Nemoto, as well as another reaction save from Kaito Suzuki, while Hayato Kurosaki went close for Tochigi as well. At the other end, Yokohama's best chance of the first half went begging when one attacker tried to square the ball to a teammate but played the pass behind the waiting man, and in the second half, Ryoya Yamashita hit the crossbar. Tochigi move up to 15th with 40 points, 8 clear of relegation. Fagiano Okayama kept up the pressure on the top two with a 2-1 win at home to Montedio Yamagata. It was the visitors who took the lead in the 51st minute. Ayumu Kawai was fouled 25 yards out in the centre of the pitch, and Eitaro Kokubus scored the resulting free kick, curling it over the wall and over the head of the jumping goal line defender and into the top corner. Okayama equalised 4 minutes later when a free kick was not cleared properly by Yamagata twice, and it fell invitingly for Thiago Alves to score from 12 yards. And Okayama got the winner in the 76th minute with a Mitchell Duke header from a long throw. This was Okayama's fourth win in a row, and they're just 5 points behind the top two. Yamagata are eighth, 6 points outside the playoffs, but with a game in hand, and probably sick of the sight of Okayama by now. There was a big match between playoff contenders at the Transcosmos Stadium as Viva and Nagasaki played Raso Kumamoto. The visitors took the lead after 11 minutes when Yuhi Takemoto got away from his marker to convert a cross from close range. Nagasaki equalised in the 37th minute through Edgar Jr., who was played in by an inch-perfect Haruki Shirai pass after a long run from deep inside his own half. Kumamoto retook the lead 10 minutes into the second half. Rei Hirakara was on hand to smash home a rebound from a corner, and it was 3-1 to Kumamoto in the 68th minute when an overhit corner stayed in their possession and Koki Sakamoto finished a neat passing move. Kumamoto move up to 4th, while Nagasaki are 4 points outside the playoffs in 7th with a game in hand over 6th place Oita Trinita. Oita pulled off a big win against Vegalta Sendai 1-0 thanks to a 68th minute goal from Hiroto Goya. It could have been more. Oita striker Samuel went close twice in the first half. Goya's goal was a near post header as he got in front of his marker. Sendai produced very little in attack here and fell to their fifth consecutive loss and to fifth place, now looking down at the teams waiting to overtake them rather than up at the automatic promotion spots, I think. Another playoff contender on a losing run is Machida Zelvia, who suffered a third successive defeat, this one at home to Rinofa Yamaguchi. Machida keeper Koki Fukui made a string of good close-range saves to keep the game goalless, but he was finally beaten by a Takaya Numata header in the 80th minute. Yamaguchi keeper Kentaro Seki was on fine form too, with excellent second-half saves from Chong Tese, Shusuke Ota, and most importantly, Shunya Suganuma in the 96th minute. A big 1-0 win for Yamaguchi, who stay in 18th but move on to 39 points, 7 clear of relegation. Machida are 9th, 6 points off 6th, and need to end this slump before it becomes terminal. Rounding out the top 10 is Jeff United Chiba, who beat Zegen Kanazawa for the 7th consecutive time in league play. Jeff should have been out of sight by half-time, but despite a hatful of chances for Solomon Sakuragawa and others, it was goalless at the break. Tomoya Miki broke the deadlock in the 57th minute as he got to a cross before Keita Fujimura to score the game's only goal. Jeff are also 6 points off 6th, while Kanazawa are 8 points clear of relegation in 17th. Ryukyu supporters might want to switch off now because there were some big results near the bottom as Iwate Gruja Morioka, Omiya Ardija and Zaspa Kasatsuguma all picked up points. A first half brace for Omiya's Takamitsu Tomiyama put them in control at the JIT Recycle Inc. Stadium in Kofu. His first came in the 5th minute when Shinya Yajima curled a pass with the outside of his boot and found Tomiyama in space at the far side. His second came 20 minutes later as he beat the offside trap and ran onto a Masaya Shibayama through ball to score. Omiya could have had a penalty midway through the second half when Shibayama rounded the keeper and was tripped by a defender as he shot. The shot went wide and a goal kick was given. But Omiya didn't let Kofu back into the game, and in the 85th minute, Yutaro Hakamata headed in a free kick to secure the 3 points for Omiya. They're 19th, 2 points above the relegation zone. Kofu are 14th, with just the Emperor's Cup to play for now. Iwate moved out of the relegation zone thanks to a 1-0 win over Mito Hollyhock. Mito were on the attack for much of this game, but Iwate held on and benefited from some wayward finishing and took their chance in the 91st minute. A booming cross from Taisuke Nakamura on the left wing was turned in by Tsuyoshi Miyaichi arriving at the back post to end Iwate's 5-game losing streak. They are a point ahead of Gunma, who are 21st but picked up a point away to Tokyo Verdy. Can't help but feel that it should have been more than a point though, when Gunma's Masaya Kojima was fouled in the box by Tetsuyuki Inami for a penalty in the 8th minute, but Hajime Hosogai missed the target from the penalty spot. Gunma did eventually take the lead in the 54th minute. A Toshiya Tanaka cross was headed onto the bar, but the rebound was headed in by Ryo Kawamoto. The lead lasted all of 4 minutes, until a loose ball fell to Koki Morita to smash in from 15 yards. 1-1 the final score, a point better than nothing for Gunma, but doesn't feel enough when rivals got 3. Verdy, meanwhile, are firmly mid-table and out of the cup. They'll be looking to next year already. And finally, Tokushima Vortis got back to what they do best, drawing 0-0 away to Blaublitz Akita. I'm not sure how Dazon managed to get nearly 5 minutes of highlights out of this one. There was not much for either keeper to do. Tokushima are 11th, 7 points off the playoffs, unbeaten in 13, with 21 draws from 35 games. Akita are 16th on 40 points, 8 clear of relegation. That's the weekend's action taken care of, so let's have a quick look at the fixtures for match day 36, which is being played on Wednesday the 14th of September. At 6 o'clock, Iwate hosts Jeff United, then there are 9 games at 7 o'clock. Yamagata play Yokohama FC, Mito play a Nagasaki team that needs to bounce back from conceding 6 goals in 2 games, Tochigi will look to further frustrate Sendai, Omiya play Oita, Tokyo Verdy play Akita, Tokushima take on Okayama, there's a playoff contender battle between Kumamoto and Machida, there's 18th against 17th in Yamaguchi versus Kanazawa, and a massive game between the bottom two, Gunma and Ryukyu. Then at 7:30, there's Kofu against Niigata. So there you go, you're up to date and ready for the midweek J2 round. Look out for another JTET later in the week with a roundup of the Wednesday games and short corner. But until then, thanks for listening and enjoy your midweek football.